Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль.
1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. South Carolina Governor Jim Hodges urged legislators yesterday to set a date to vote on removing the Confederate battle flag from the Capitol Dome. The flag has flown there for three decades and survived sporadic efforts to... What are you waving at? Will you do me a favor, by the way, Mike, and find out, we now have a brand new Charleston affiliate, South Carolina. Would you find out the call letters, which is something that we wanted to do before the show, and it slipped, I guess, my mind. South Carolina Governor Jim Hodges urged legislators Thursday to sit. Why are you waving? I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. I urged, where am I here? Look, if you want to tell me something, you either have to come in here and tell it to me, or quit waving your arms. South Carolina Governor Jim Hodges urged legislators Thursday to set a date to vote on removing the Confederate battle flag from the Capitol Dome. The flag has flown there for three decades and survived. I don't know what it is you're trying. What?
Phil,
David Hall, yes, sir.
I do not want you to do this.
Do what?
I don't want you doing this material.
This is about the fact that they have a Confederate flag in South Carolina?
I understand what it's about, and I am asking you, in fact, I'm directing you not to do this hour.
I don't understand, and this is very unusual for you to walk in here, and I had Mike waving arms.
I apologize for Mike waving his arms. I called Mike, and I told him that I did not want you doing any... hour at all, any material at all on the South Carolina Confederate battle flag. Now, I asked him to tell you that, and I am telling you now, I am directing you now, I do not want you doing that.
You do not want me doing what? You do not...
I think I've made myself clear, and I am apologizing to the audience right now. I don't want you dealing with that material tonight.
May I ask you why?
For the very obvious reason that you referred to at the beginning of your show, that we have a brand new affiliate in South Carolina, WSCC, and this is an extremely sensitive topic, and I think that it is best left undiscussed.
For the very reason why I mentioned our new affiliate in Charleston, South Carolina, is one of the reasons why I was going to do this topic. Obviously, because it's highly relatable. I mean, you know...
Phil, I am directing you not to do this. I don't want to hear it on my radio show. I don't want to hear it on our affiliated stations. And I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'll tell you something, David. I don't know what to tell you. This is my show. I pick the material that I do on my show. Now, the Confederate flag issue...
First of all, the Confederate flag issue is old news. It's been going on for so long that I don't know that anybody's really interested in it. Secondly, though, I think it's a highly sensitive area. Many of our affiliates are in the South, and I don't want this material on the air.
Let me ask you a question here. Who do you think you are walking in here and telling me what I'm going to...
Who's the boss and who's the host? Who is the boss?
You're the boss. I'm the host. Who do you think you are, though, coming in here and telling me what I'm going to do on my show?
Who's the boss? Who's the host?
Because you're the boss does not necessarily mean that you dictate the content of this radio show.
Then what does it mean, Phil? Does it mean all I do is sign checks?
It means you do a general directorship of the programming here, yes. It means you have a general interest in how the show is sold. It doesn't mean that you come in here and tell me exactly each and every night what hours I'm going to do, what material I'm going to do.
I am generally then telling you to... What seems to be your problem? You know, you've had a problem, ever since those new guys took the afternoon show in L.A.
Yeah, absolutely, I do. You're absolutely right.
Well, then why don't you get it off your chest?
You want me to get it off my chest?
Yeah, go ahead. Get it off your chest, and then I don't want to hear any more about it.
Okay, I'll get it off my chest. You put a new afternoon show in here. You know I like Carell and Andrew here in Los Angeles. You know that that show was mine, don't you?
I don't know that, no.
Well, I'm insulted, and I have been carrying that grudge ever since last spring that you would piss all over me and my talent.
Boy, buddy, you are really sticking your foot in it now.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put both feet in it tonight. I'm going to put both feet in it tonight. You know that I deserve to do that afternoon show. As nice a couple of guys as Carell and Andrew are, and I happen to respect and admire them immensely, they don't have the experience that I have. They didn't have the track record that I had. You put them in there, and I'm still working at night, going home to my wife and kids at 10:30 at night.
So now we know what the problem is.
No, it's a number of things, okay? It's a number of things. It's that. It's the fact that I can't do a topic that I want to do.
Anything else? Because I'm still directing you not to do it.
Then you know what you can do? You can do the rest of the show.
And so you're walking off your show?
Yeah, I'm walking off my show. And I'll tell you something else. You better start seriously thinking about me for that afternoon drive slot.
And if Carell and Andrew are listening right now, what am I supposed to tell them?
You tell them that they're nice guys, they got a great talent, they got a great future. Phil Henry deserves the shot. You tell him that.
You're walking off your show.
I'm walking off the show. See you later.
All right. This is David Hall, and Phil Henry has just walked off of his program. And so what we're going to do... You want to try and stop him in the hallway? Well, let me ask you something. Why don't we ask this question... And I'll show you something right now. If Phil's listening as he's going out in his car, which, by the way, Phil, you notice I never said the words "you're fired." And I could easily have said those words. But don't I have the right to direct my talent when I feel it's necessary? And don't I have the right to say to them they can't do some material that I don't want them to do? Now, I do this out of deference to you fine people in South Carolina. You probably have been Confederate flagged to death. You don't want to talk about it, and I don't want to hear about it, and I told him that he's not going to talk about it. And Mr. Henry got upset about that. So what do you do when you're the boss and you've got somebody who isn't going to do what you want to do and what you want to have them do? Generally, you fire them. And what he has done, essentially, is he has left me sitting here having to fill out the rest of the night. I have a family, too, that I'd like to go home to. My name is David G. Hall. And we're going to take a break and we'll come back. I did not anticipate having to do the rest of this program, but I guess I'm going to. 1-800-449-8686. This is the David G. Hall Show.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Well, you walked off of this show.
I walked out of here because you're telling me what to do on my show. And you won't do that anymore. Do you understand that?
I don't want you doing a Confederate flag topic. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm going to do it.
I'm telling you, you don't do the Confederate flag topic. It's been beat to death.
All right, I'm leaving again then.
What do you want me to do? I'll take some phone calls from people. This is David Hall. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, yeah, this is Robin Ramsey from Dallas, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. I'm David Hall. Hello.
The flag issue is still a very serious issue for us down here.
Come on.
Seriously, if
I don't want, but I understand it's a serious issue, but I don't want to be talking about it because it's simply going to alienate. It's a very painful topic for me.
Why is it a painful topic for you?
Because I had people who died in the Civil War.
So did I.
My people died. My people died on the side of the Confederacy.
So did mine. I have confirmed ancestors.
Well, wait, where are you calling from? North Carolina?
Yes.
This has got
about 30 minutes outside of South Carolina.
What has this got to do with you? This is a South Carolina issue.
Yes, but it's our last stand. If you're proud of your Confederate heritage, don't let this flag come down.
If
you're
I'm proud of my, what do you mean do you have it in North Carolina?
No, but I wish
what are you talking
did.
About? We're talking about South Carolina. What is this whole Confederate flag thing anyway? I had an uncle die in the Civil War. You understand?
Oh, yes, I understand.
So why do I want to keep remembering what a loser he was?
He was not a loser. He laid his life down for.
Last time I checked, the South lost the war. And every time I see that Confederate flag, it reminds me of the loser that I've got in my family. So why does this have to be? I'd just like to move forward and forget that I ever knew this guy who's in my family.
Well, you, sir, are a definite disgrace to your ancestors.
How am I a disgrace? I'm not the guy that went
out.
I'm not the guy. Well, how am I a disgrace?
If you don't understand what they gave their lives for, it was not slavery.
South was invaded. That's a good question. What did they give their lives for?
The fact that the North taxed us to death.
Taxed? You mean that the people in the North weren't getting taxed?
When you look at an agricultural society as opposed to an industrial society,
yes,
and
ma'am,
you tax everything that's shipped in,
guys had all those slaves, so you didn't have to pay any employment.
Now, wait a minute. What happened to you guys? Didn't you have ancestors also?
Well, I'm living out in California right now. I want to distance myself from the South Carolina portion of the family as far as I can, because it's, you know, if you're going to go into a war, my feeling is you kick some ass. Now, you're talking about, I bet the slaves, did they pay the slaves benefits?
No, they didn't.
Well, they saved money on that, didn't they?
No, sir, they did not. If you check your records,
which I have done
very thoroughly,
yes, ma'am,
you will find out that the majority of all Confederate soldiers had less than 5 slaves, if any.
Wow, less than five.
Look at your records. Look at your records.
Less than 5, huh? Well, that's going to change.
Look at your records.
That'll change my mind. Let me, I'm going to look at them. Will you hold on for a minute?
Okay.
Hold on for just a second. Let me look it up. Are you there?
I'm still here.
Hold on for a minute. What page is it on?
What page is it on? It's called a census index.
What page is it on?
What page?
Yeah.
Of what book?
You said you want me to look at the records. I'm trying to...
To look up your genealogical records. They're your census indexes.
Okay.
Every county has them.
Hold on for a minute. I'll get online, okay? Can you hold on?
Okay.
What's your name, by the way?
Robin.
All right, Robin, I'm going to get online. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay,
now, what website am I going to?
Website? I do all my hard copy. I've been to libraries.
All right, let me look up Slaves Hall Genealogy. That's my family name is Hall. Negro plus... South Carolina, www.hardcopy.com/
No, as hard copy, I'm talking about
that's
books.
You said the hard copy is the website.
I didn't say website. I've done all of my research on hard copy materials. I've actually looked at the census records. That's where you have to go.
All right, well, I'm looking at my family. His name was Buford Hall. He was a sergeant in the 4th North Carolina Regiment. All right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
He had four slaves.
You're right.
He didn't have as many as five. You're absolutely right.
Okay, that's correct.
Well, that changes,
okay,
that changes my thinking, but it doesn't change the fact that he got his ass whipped. And every time I sit around on a Thanksgiving, I got to hear it now from my cousins who come from the North. Every Thanksgiving, I got to hear it from my cousins. Boy, you Southern boys really got your ass kicked down there. I said, why don't you guys give it a rest? They'll never give it a rest.
That's their problem.
You know what I mean? What do I say to them?
All you have to tell them.
Every year we watch the blue-gray football game, and they go, here they come, those rednecks.
That's a problem you have to deal with your family.
And this guy didn't leave me a musket, nothing. A musket ball,
Check with your family on that. I don't have anything from my ancestors either.
Your ancestors?
Ancestors.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Well, I'll tell you, it's a real pain in the ass. Excuse my language.
That's okay.
Every year I got to hear about what a bunch of losers we are.
Well, if we would have had the money.
But I'll tell you what, that's changed my opinion of the Southerner 100% that most of those guys owned less than five slaves. That's tremendous.
I mean, it was a rich man's fight, poor man's war.
Absolutely. All right, listen, I got to take a break. What is your name again, dear?
Robin.
And you're in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to check that www.hardcopy. That's not a site, though.
No, sir. What I'm talking about is hard. That is all
hard body?
In your public library.
My public out. All right, I got it. Praise the Lord and pass that ammunition. That's what I say. I wish we could fight that war all over again.
Well, if we would have had the money and no blockades, we wouldn't have had a problem. If you look at your battles.
Hey, those Japs would have done a good job. We didn't have that A-bomb either, huh?
No, that's true.
You got it. All right, listen, I got to run. Thanks so much.
All right.
God bless you, dear.
You too.
This is the David Hall Show, sitting in for Phil Henry, who walked off his show because he was going to do this Confederate flag material. I refused to allow him to do it. As you notice, I haven't done it myself.
Gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también, green card.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I'm back because obviously walking off the show is not the most professional thing to do.
Oh, so you recognize that now. Did you notice that I was willing to take over your program?
I did not like the fact that you were telling me what to do on the show.
Well, but now you're back, right? Or are you going to walk off again?
I'll stay and I'll do what you want me to do.
That's the baby. That's what we want. You try to pull that it's my show stuff again. Phil, I won't sit here patiently and take over and pick up the slop for you. I'll fire you. You got that?
I understand.
And I don't want you doing that Confederate flag topic. Out of deference to our very many fine listeners in the South, with particular regard to our new affiliate in Charleston, WSCC. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir, I am.
Now do the topic that I had planned out for you. Go ahead.
Well, can I ask a question?
What?
Are you going to sit here and...
I'm going to sit here and monitor the program. Yes, sir, I am. I can't take chances with you, Phil. I don't know if they're going to walk off your show again.
You understand why I walked...
No, I do not understand why you walked off. No, I do not. That was unprofessional. Now, do the topic that I asked you to do here during the news break.
Okay.
Come on, Phil. Let it just get over it and do the topic. Do the new topic.
All right, we're looking for your turkey recipes.
Do the topic.
We're looking for your turkey recipes, at 1-800-449-8686. What are your interesting stuffing recipes? Do you use celery in your stuffing? And do you like cranberry sauce?
I'm warning you, Phil.
Do you like cranberry sauce or do you use the sliced cranberry? Give us a call, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't piss me off, okay?
Give us a call, 1-800-449-8686, for your turkey recipes. I do have some other calls here I will take, left over from the last half hour. Los Angeles, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My name's Arnold.
Yes, sir.
I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm trucking through your town here. And I come through here once a month, sometimes twice a month. And it seems like I hear this guy on the radio.
Is this guy going to start? Is he going to start talking about?
Every time I come in through the LA.
Are you talking about the Confederate flag again? Is that what you want to do?
No, I'm not talking about Confederate flag. I'm talking about you.
Well, where'd you say you're from?
Huh?
You're from Dallas, Texas.
What's that?
Aren't you from Dallas, Texas?
I am from Dallas, Texas.
All right, they got that Confederate deal down there?
They have it over there, yes, but they don't make a big thing of it like you do.
I'm not making a big thing out of it. I told them not to talk about it.
Right. Are you
I told the host not to talk. What?
Huh?
I'm the vice president in charge of syndication for this radio show.
Jesus Christ.
And I am telling
what,
him.
In Dallas, you would not
he's
last
not allowed.
A day.
What?
In Dallas, you would not last a day.
In Dallas?
Yes,
why?
In
somebody,
Dallas.
Somebody going to shoot me from a grassy knoll?
Man,
is that,
you know, that's not really necessary, okay?
Well, what are you talking about in Dallas?
What's your...
Hey, what do you do for a living, and what are you calling up for? What's your whole story?
Man, I can't believe you. You are...
You know what your problem is? I told him not to do the topic, okay?
I used to work for a guy like you.
I told him not to... I'm not interested in your life.
And I dropped him like hot potato.
I'm not interested in your life. I told him not to do the topic. And I told him that he won't, and he's not going to do the topic. I thought you said you didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
What's this guy's name that works for you? I am so pissed. I can't even think.
What are you asking, pal?
What's your name?
My name's Phil.
Phil. Okay, Phil. How can you work for this guy?
What choice have I got, okay? I got to come in here. I got to come in here.
You could get your own radio.
Hey, let me just make a point.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Hey, listen, trucker. Go have yourself one of those chicken fried steaks and get out of here. Let me make a point here, okay? Boy, that was a weak call.
Yeah, Mike's not on it tonight too well.
Let me make a point. I said I didn't want to talk about the Southern Confederate flag. This guy said it wasn't a big deal, and yet this ass is calling up your show dissing me. What's that mean?
I don't know. What are you asking me for, okay? I'm the guy that is doing the topic that you wanted me to do. Call us with your turkey recipes.
We got any turkey calls yet, Mike?
I don't know.
Well, ask him. Ask him.
Have we got any turkey recipe calls yet? He said, no, we haven't.
Well, go and take a call.
Thank you. Santa Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
What was that? That
Santa name? Barbara, yes.
Yeah. The only turkey that's around is your boss. Every time I've listened to you on the car radio coming home from somewhere, he's putting you down, and I don't like it. That's for private business, not in the public on the radio. If he has a gripe, he should do it in private.
You know, you've got such a scintillating personality. Have you ever done any radio yourself?
No, I haven't.
It would really be good.
Well, don't disarm me like that.
No, I'm not disarming you. I'm saying you'd be very good on the air.
Well, I think you should take this to private and let Bill Henry do his own show. He does it great by himself.
Bill Henry is going to do what I tell him to do. And that is, he's not talking about no Confederate... You know
right, but do that off the radio.
I
don't
tried
do it
to tell
in front
him,
of everybody.
Do you know what a Confederate flag is?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I just
what
want to tell
it?
You I don't like the way you run your show doing that on the public.
I'm just saying to this guy, when he comes on the air with something I don't want him to talk about, to not talk about it.
Well, tell him before he goes on the air, then.
I don't know what he's going to do. You want me to check with him every day?
I don't want to talk. I'm just letting you know I don't like it as a listener.
Well, great. Then you know what? Go listen to another radio station.
I do.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for that, David.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. We just lost another listener.
I don't care. Where's she calling from?
Santa Barbara, California.
Big deal.
Boy. Big deal, huh?
Who cares? Get another one.
Okay, look. 1-800-449-8686. What do you want me to do here?
Get the turkey recipes.
If you have a turkey recipe, please call. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Well, I got any turkey recipes going on?
I don't know. Bud, do we have any?
Not yet.
I'm going to tell you something. You better get some turkey recipes going. Your ass is grass. You understand that, don't you?
I didn't think I was going to be doing turkey recipes, okay?
But any turkey recipes, Bud?
No, not yet.
Why won't they call?
Because it's a suck topic, David.
God damn it. I thought for sure this would get them. How many seconds, Bud?
30 seconds. Stand by.
Dare you embarrass me like that on the air?
I didn't embarrass you. You embarrassed me.
How did I embarrass you?
By coming in here and telling me I couldn't do it. They're telling me that I couldn't do a topic that I wanted to do, okay? I had it planned out, all right?
I told you we had a new South Carolina affiliate. How many seconds?
10 seconds.
Where's the turkey recipes?
There ain't no turkey recipe calls.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, as far as pulling the plug on your hour like that right before it came on, I think that was unprofessional. He had all night to tell you. He didn't want you to do that spot.
And I didn't know the guy was going to do that, and I don't want to talk about it now.
You know, for someone who doesn't want to talk about it, that's all I've been hearing out of you for the last 45 minutes.
Well, I'm hearing about you people that are calling in. I asked him to get some turkey recipes.
Excuse me, I was saying something here. If you didn't want to talk about the subject, that's all I've heard for the last 45 minutes.
You're talking about that flag.
You see, you brought it up again.
No, you brought it up. You're the guy that called in with it.
Well, you know, I didn't call in.
All right, here is Hiram on the Phil Hendry Show. God, let me out of this night, please.
You're the guy that started it, Phil.
Don't get fired for this.
What's that, sir?
Good evening. You know what? I hope you don't get fired for this.
Fired for what?
For
okay, thanks a lot. If I got to hear more about you know what? You're right. I shouldn't do it.
You're right. See what I told you?
You're right. I'm sorry I brought it up. Anybody got any turkey recipes? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The last two nights on this radio show have been in the toilet like no other time in the history of my life.
Yeah, and you wanted to come on and talk about a Confederate flag.
Do you got to sit there and remind me of the mistakes that I make with my life? Isn't it enough that I know it?
You wanted to sit there and jaw-jack with a bunch of people about the Civil War. That's what you wanted to do. You remember when I tell you to do something, you do it. Because I know what's best for this show. And that crap about you doing the afternoon show, buddy, it'll be a cold day in hell.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I said it to you anyway. I don't care. I should be doing that show. Period. I should be doing that show. Every day that I'm not doing that show is a slap in my face. Don't you think I know that? What, do you think I've forgotten that? Just because I'm pleasant to you every day, just because I'm nice to you, don't you think I've remembered that every day that I'm not doing the afternoon show around here is a slap to my face? It's nothing against Carell and Andrew. I think they're terrific guys. You know that I like those guys, okay?
Well, they're listening to this right now, Phil, and you're insulting them.
Nope, this has got nothing to do with them. They're tremendous guys with tremendous potential. And I think they're going to be big stars, okay? But the fact of the matter is, I have the experience. I have the track record. I got the show for afternoon drive around here, and I didn't get it. And if you think that I've forgotten that, there's no more reason for me to be hanging around here. I should be doing my show right now out of premiere. There's no more reason for me to be here.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Carell and Andrew are listening to this and being insulted by it.
I don't mean any insult to those guys. They're great guys. But when January rolls around, I'm out of here. This place is like a funeral parlor.
Real nice, Phil.
I don't care.
What about the turkey recipes, Bud?
There aren't any.
See that? We're not getting any turkey recipes either. So I had a lousy topic, and you had a lousy topic.
Why won't they call? I don't understand.
Nobody wants to give their stinking turkey recipes on a Friday night, okay?
I don't get it. Why won't they call?
They don't. They're not going to call with turkey recipes.
No turkey recipes yet, Phil. You want me to tell you when we get one?
Yeah, you can tell me when we get one. What are you doing?
I'm praying.
Praying for what?
I just want to get a turkey recipe. Please, God, let them call up. Please let them call up with turkey recipes. Please.
Praying ain't going to get it done, man. And I got about 13 seconds before the break.
Please, God, let them call. Please, God.
You know you're on the air right now.
I don't care. Please call with a turkey recipe.
No turkey recipes yet, Mr. Hall.
Keep working those phones, bud.
All right.
Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, and coming up next hour, Joe Dickhead and his NFL picks along with the professor. David Hall has left the studio. We won't be talking about the Confederate flag, and we're not going to have any more turkey recipes. I guess we're just going to have to fill for the next 7 minutes. And I feel I need to clarify some statements that I made earlier. I said them emotionally, but I was very clear as to why I was saying them, at least. Now, I've got a great deal of respect for David. He is our vice president in charge of syndication. He's also the local program director of our Los Angeles affiliate. And I have a great deal of respect for Carell and Andrew, who are the afternoon hosts here in Los Angeles. They're great guys, and I know they're going to do very well. They're going to be big stars. They got a lot of energy, and they've got a unique presentation. However, I don't go back on what I said earlier, and David knows this. We had the discussion, although I don't know whether he knows to what extent how deeply I feel about this, that when they were named the new Afternoon Drive hosts here in Los Angeles, I considered it a grave insult and one that I have not recovered from, nor will I ever. And I respect David. He's the greatest programmer in talk radio in America. I think he made a big mistake not giving me that afternoon show. I've told him that privately. And I say it publicly. And I also say publicly that I will never forget, as long as I live, what I consider to be an enormous insult to me by not giving me that show. Now, that's just a personal opinion, okay? I'm not a program director. Hell, for all I know, he made the right decision. I'm just talking about me. And it's never going to be the same between us. Now he's coming in here and telling me that I got to do turkey recipes and I can't do the Confederate flag thing. That's fine. That's okay. And I like the guy, but it's never going to be the same between him and me after what he pulled last spring. It's just that, that's just personal relationships, that's all. Because I don't think he realizes how deeply that hurt me. I think he thinks it's just one of those programming decisions that I'll just go along with it and smile and grin and bear it and come in here to the radio station and sit down and do the show. And, hey, you know, that's just kind of the way it is. That's showbiz and all those things. Well, you know what? I'm not one of these 30-year, 40-year guys, give me the gold watch, pat me on the rear end, and prance me out the door. I'm not one of those guys. I have to look out for my future. When an opportunity presents itself like that, and I do not get that opportunity, and I'm 47 years old, and I'm here slugging it out at night, 7 to 10 Pacific, 10 to 1 East. And I'm going home to my wife and kids, and the rest of the world is asleep. That impacts my lifestyle. And I'm a 26-year veteran. These two guys pop in, start doing afternoons around here. These cats have been on the radio 1 year. I'm not saying they should be buried on overnights. I'm not saying they should be on weekends. I think they should be there a full-time show. Hell, you could put them on at night. They'd be outstanding. But I'm the afternoon drive guy around here. And I didn't get it. Now, I was told that my show is the best performing 7 p.m. show KFI has ever had. Ever! Don't you think that's worth something? Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't Handel doing 7 o'clock, and then he 7 o'clock, then he immediately went to Morning Drive? I think he performed very well here in the 7 o'clock slot, and they took him and they put him on Morning Drive. I come in here, 3 years now, I've been beating my brains out. Will you just stay there, Phil, because we got some other cats we want to plug in afternoons. Why? I'll tell you why. It's a very simple question. It's a very simple answer to a very simple question. The question is why, and the answer is because the show's too freaking weird. It's too weird. L.A. ain't ready for it in afternoon drive. I bet you Charlotte is, maybe even Atlanta. San Francisco, Boston, New York, Charleston, South Carolina, Louisville, Memphis. I bet you they're all ready for it in afternoon drive. But L.A., it's, you know, we're still picking a corn cob out of our ear around here. We got to hold back on some of that there real weird-ass stuff, man. Stick that crap on at night, and let's have a little bit, something a little bit more mainstream in the daytime. Now, I'm going to say this again. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again in case I get misquoted, which I'm sure that I will be. And this is the absolute honest truth. Carell and Andrew are tremendous talents. I like them personally, and I like them professionally. David Hall is a tremendous talent. I like him personally, and I like him professionally. I am simply saying that it was a grave insult to me that I was passed over for the afternoon show in L.A. That's all I'm saying. People take things personally. They don't like to have their decisions questioned. They do the best they can. I'm doing the best that I can. And I would be doing a disservice to my listeners if I were not honest about this. I think I would be doing a disservice to the radio station were I not honest about this, because frankly, bringing my life to the radio is exactly why they hired me, and I'd be, frankly, be doing a disservice to the network right now were I not bringing this up, because I just went through this entire trauma with our vice president of syndication about the Confederate flag. No, 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 not that. Let's do turkey recipes instead. Don't talk about the Confederate flag. Let's do turkey recipes. And the only one that we got was some lady we wouldn't put on the air. She says she stuffs her turkey with cheese and peas. Cheese, peas, and ground up saltine crackers. That's the stuffing she uses on her turkey recipe. And the reason why she does is because she doesn't want anybody over at her house on Thanksgiving. She just wants to feed her cat and her. I'll tell you, it hurts. Not the afternoon drive thing, that recipe, it hurts.